In the mid-1990s, a UN peacekeeping force was deployed to Haiti after a military junta was removed from the country. The United States sent 20,000 troops home. A few years later, then Carnegie Mellon University linguist Jeff Allen went to Haiti on a contract for the U.S. Army. Allen was fluent in Creole, the language widely spoken in Haiti. His mission on the project, dubbed Diplomat, was to develop an English-Creole speech and text translation system.
I spent 9 months collecting data from different people within the Haitian community, and then we in-house translated everything that we could for a period of 2 years.
Computer scientist Robert Faderking with Carnegie Mellon's Language Technology Institute was a lead investigator for Diplomat.
We built a portable translator that was on a laptop, and we actually sent it down to Haiti. It kind of sat on a shelf for 4 months, came back. Because it was kind of rare data, I made an effort to preserve it over the years after the project ended.
When Jeff Allen, now based in Paris with software giant SAP, watched news of the January 12th earthquake, he knew that Carnegie Mellon still had the English Creole database.
So I called up Carnegie Mellon. I said, we need to do something. What can we do?
On January 21st, with Allen's help, Carnegie Mellon made the data public.
We put out on the internet site of Carnegie Mellon 13,000 parallel sentences, 35,000 parallel terms.
This rich data set presented an opportunity for Microsoft Research. Their web-based translator service has 23 languages, with more added every few months. Project manager Vikram Dendi, responding to the crisis in Haiti, says his team put an English Creole translator on the internet within 5 days, adding disaster-specific words and phrases.
So we have taken medical terminology, we have taken other emergency type notifications and have translated those into Haitian Creole and then learned from them. So by doing that, what we have been able to do, hopefully, is deliver a better quality translating those kinds of messages and those kinds of text.
Microsoft regularly updates the translator. Dendi says the more parallel sentences in the system, the more accurate the translation, or what he calls a statistical model.
And the system is able to learn from looking at all these sentences.
The Haitian earthquake struck Translators Without Borders with an explosion of interest. More than 1,000 Creole speakers from the Haitian diaspora volunteered their translation services to the Paris-based humanitarian group. Co-founder Lori Thick says the nonprofit is distributing an English Creole triage dictionary based on the new data.
It contains a lot of interesting questions that you might ask someone to ascertain how serious their injuries are. And it gives a translation of those questions and their possible answers from English into Creole and from Creole back into English. For example, where does it hurt? How long have you had this wound? That sort of thing.
Thick says machine translators from Microsoft and more recently Google help volunteers increase their productivity, affording them a rapid first draft that can be later revised.
They're helping us translate documents that might be instructions for rebuilding a water purification plant or for treatment protocols, for educational materials, all really important translations that there might not be a budget for.
And over at Microsoft, Vikram Dendi adds that his company is working to help integrate as many applications as possible for the translator on mobile devices like the cell phone. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.